One time we sailed from Guadeloupe to a little island for a picnic, swam to shore from the ship. After lunch and quantities of wine, I was with a French ski instructor talking to a troop of small boys on their way home from school, trying to explain to those tropical islanders what snow was like. I remember them giggling. The next thing I knew, I was back at the camp, walking to the dining room. Apparently, after swimming back to the ship, sailing to the port, then taking a rickety bus across the island. I had no memory of what I had done during those hours between. The blackouts increased, and my terror increased with them. Telephone bills would inform me that I'd made late-night calls to distant places. I could tell from the numbers whom I called, but what had I said? Some mornings I woke up with a stranger who had brought me home from a party the night before. These things weighed heavily on me, but I couldn't stop the drinking that had caused them. That, too, gnawed away any remnants of self-respect I might have had. I was incapable of controlling my drinking and my life. I needed a drink to go any place, to the theater, a party, a date, and later to work. I would leave my apartment, lock the door, and start down the stairs, and then turn around and go back in for another drink to get me where I planned to go. I needed a drink to do anything, to write, to cook, to clean the house, to paint the walls, to take a bath. When I passed out and fell into bed early, I woke up at 4 or 5 and had Irish coffee to start the day. I discovered that beer was better than orange juice to ease my hangover. Afraid my colleagues or students